It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What would Jamie do?
Wake up!
Hello, it's your girl Jamie. I drank Earl Grey tea for 3 weeks, so I'm not going to drink a tea today. Starting with, I have Ryu Wan Angelina, aka the next Susie, next to me.
You did not just do that.
Do you want to say hello to
Hi, my name is Angelina, also known as New One in Korea. Uh-huh. And I'm the same age as Jamie for people asking if I'm older than her, because I'm not. But anyways.
Yes.
Yeah. Hi.
She is. Anyways, before we start the show, let's introduce a little bit about WWJD. It's a show where I give you advice of what I would do in your situation. So if you ask me, what would you do, Jimin? And then I would tell you what I would do. So there's no answers. There's no yes or no's. It's just what I would do. So please don't get it all, like, you know, too deep.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you have fun while listening to this podcast. All right. So before we start, there's a lot of listeners who wants to participate in this podcast. You can email us at wwjd@thedivestudios.com, or please, calling is better if you want to call, phone or Skype, +12093229953, and leave us a call or a message or a voicemail or your selfie. And you can follow on Instagram and Twitter at wwjd_podcast, clips on YouTube, youtube.com/divestudios, rate and review, on iTunes. All right. So there's new situations coming in, and I'll read the first one. It's from Brian Park. I thought we were keeping it anonymous, but Brian Park is my dad's name, to be clear, because he's P. Brian and his Park Pil-woo and Brian Park, whatever.
Right,
thank you, Dad. Thank you for sending those in. Thank you, Dad. Okay. Hi, I'm Brian Park, not my dad. I recently started my first part-time job. Oh, did you, Dad? Like, what the hell? I'm pretty happy that I finally got a job because I'm really tight financially and I needed the money. But what I don't need is a crappy manager and bullying at work. To top it off, he's the boss's nephew.
Oh, no.
He's always complaining and saying I'm bad at my job, that I'm only going to do it, I'm going to last for 2 weeks, and that I will get fired. I do my job happily and efficiently when I'm working with the other managers, but when it's him, I get stressed as soon as I walk in and see his face. I literally clock in and spend the entire shift staring at the clock, waiting impatiently till I can clock out and leave. I'm new at the job, so I get that most things I do is wrong, and he's right to tell me these things, but when I do something right, instead of congratulating me, he discredits me and makes me feel useless. Okay? I'm getting stressed out now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to say something, but I can't put into words at the spot. But if you read my face, you'd know how pissed I am. I don't know if I should quit or not because I'm really tight on money. So I need the job, but I don't want to work in this kind of environment. What would you do?
Damn.
Who's that mom? Like, why? I don't understand why, even in this time, there's bullying.
Mm-hmm.
In schools, in works, in places. Even in environments that you don't even know these people, they bully you.
Because
you're different, because you're not good at something that they are. I think that needs to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And more, like, the worst is you don't even know who that person is. But because they don't know you, you bash it in SNS. Like, you come to these places and write, like, bad things. You know how much that hurts people's feelings about this too. This is like face to face.
Yeah,
he's getting that all these vibe to himself while reading that person. That needs to stop. I think it's very like immature to do.
Like, but I don't think you should quit just because of that person, because you're just giving them what they want. I mean, that's just the way I think.
I mean, is there another way if you can find a job? Because 보통은 더러워서 피하잖아. Like, you don't really have to stay there to get stressed every time and work because of money. If there's another place that you can work and it's like you can still find a place, I think it's better to move.
And if you want to move, I would rather just say all the things I have to say or I need to say and then quit.
That's what I do.
If they make you quit, then quit. But it just what I would do is I wouldn't if one person is just like keep saying like bringing me down, like saying, you know,
bad things like your eyelashes. Your eyelashes like you know, like
Anyways, if they say anything like that, I would say, hey, you know what? Fuck you.
Oh,
who do you think you are? My mama don't even tell me that. So sit back down.
Oh, be humble and sit down. Okay. Oh, shit. Okay. But because it's the boss.
Yeah.
And it's the boss's
nephew.
So because, okay, he's so dumb and young. He's just using his places to make you down because he knows that you can't do anything to him.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really
fucked up.
Yeah.
It's messed
which up. Is really 찌질해. You call it, you say 찌질 in Korean. Mm-hmm. So if he doesn't speak Korean, you can actually go like, oh, you look 찌질해 today. You know, as a compliment. You know, like, with smile and be like, oh, so you're so 찌질해. You know, like, oh my God, you remind me of 찌질해. You know?
Yeah.
You know him? Like, he's really famous in Korean, whatever, like that.
I think he is Korean.
Oh, yeah, Park.
Oh. Dad, were you struggling? Like, what's good? I never knew that you were struggling with money. You never call.
And what would you want to do in this?
So, in my situation, I would find another place. Not because I'm scared or I'm like, you know. But I just don't think it's healthy for me to put in an environment that stresses me out. I wouldn't stay there for long because it's not good for me or them. Even though you try to win it out, you can't. Because like by sending these messages, you're already stressed out to the point that you're going to blast. So in my situation, I would find somewhere else that if I can find my job. If I can't, that's like the baddest situation that you can ever have. But if I can't move, then I think I would kindly talk about how I feel every time he kind of dishes me down. So if I'm doing something and then like I've spilled the tea. And then when he's like, oh, you're not doing it right again. Why are you always spilling the tea? I'd be like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm trying my best. But, you know, like, when you say that, can you please say it more nicely before I kill you, motherfucker? But like, you would say that in your mind.
Yeah,
but,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
But I'm sorry. I wouldn't do that again. But please, next time, can you do it? Because, like, I make mistakes and I really get hurt by you saying it. Bitch. No.
I would talk to the nephew first.
Nephew
and
first.
Then, if it doesn't work, then the boss.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that boss is gonna like. If he's a good boss, he would.
Yeah.
Make
plans.
But if he's not, he's like, 버텨. Then he's like, oh.
But you do have to know that even if you do transfer to another, you know, company or another place to work in, you can't really guarantee that there won't be any person who's like the nephew. So, I mean, either you try to wing it or try to win the game when you're in it. But if you can't win the game, just move. That could be a choice. But
I mean, I think people who bullies, they don't know they're bullying.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really know that what they're doing in that situation because they're just so used to it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you guys are listening to this and if you think that you guys are like the nephew, you should like think again of what you say and what you do to other people because they might get hurt. So, yeah, that needs to stop. And I really hate the part. I literally clock in, spend the entire shift staring at the clock, waiting impatiently till I can clock out and leave. That is, he's done with this place, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just recommend to move to another place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, start a
new
one.
Or if there's any 부서, like a different 부서. Try to go there.
Different branch?
Yeah.
Different branch that you don't need to meet him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's my advice. That was kind of heavy, but it's not a simple thing to talk about. So, yeah. Dad, I hope we're good. If he's bullying you, call me. I wouldn't do anything. But the second one is a voicemail.
Okay.
The nickname is Ditched.
Oh.
I'm getting excited about this one. Ditched.
Hey, Jamie. My name is Jade, and I'm from Houston.
Okay.
And I was wondering what you would do with my kind of situation.
You're not crying, right?
So I have this friend. that I knew since she's in for a year now, I guess. And we were really good friends for a while, mm-hmm. and then I had a crush on her friend.
Ooh.
And she decided to, well, it's a long story, so to make a long story short.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm sort of nervous.
It's okay.
She decided that she wanted to... God, I'm so nervous! she decided that she wanted to date him, so she did. But I forgave her because, I don't know why I did that. I'm too nice sometimes. But recently, she's been ditching me a lot, mistreating me for guys. Oh. I mean, she's young, but it's like, what the hell? Because she keeps ditching me for dudes, and she left me in the street one time. And she completely ditched me in the street and left me behind to go with this guy.
Oh, my God.
I'm by myself in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's been telling me that I shouldn't be friends with her anymore. But mm-hmm. I really don't know what to do.
Oh, you do know what
so
to do.
So I was wondering what you would do in this situation.
Okay. So she's in a place where she's friends with someone, and she told her that she liked this guy, and the friend dated him. And so that's why she ditched her. So it's like this.
Hmm.
So what would you do in our situation? Hey, I like this guy.
I mean, we have like a completely different taste when it comes to guys.
Yeah.
So this will never happen to us.
Yeah.
But if the situation ever came.
I like this guy.
Huh. But I like him too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like,
let's find another guy.
Yeah.
Yeah! That's what we would do. But this friend chose him before you.
Yeah.
And she ditched you in the street. Like, who would ditch you in the street? Yes. How can... No, but we do that often.
I mean, we don't ditch each other when we're together.
Right.
Yeah.
But when we go home, we're like, bye.
No, you say, hey, I'm gonna go. I'll be like, oh, okay, yeah, bye. Like, we don't really care.
Okay, so let's not put it in our situation because this is not gonna be our situation ever. But I think you should have ditched her first when she chose that guy. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, since the day one when she picked that guy, you're like, oh. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Just push him away.
You would have... Why didn't you do it first? I would do it first if I had a friend like that. I would ditch her first right in the face. I'd be like, oh. And she's not worth it. And if other people tells you to, like, not be friends with her, I think those friends are the real friends that you're going to keep mm-hmm. and not her. I don't know why you still want to be in a good relationship with her because I don't really get it. She does not literally think of you at all.
At all. If I was in that situation, I would just be like, oh.
Or is she like those kind of person, like when she's alone with you, she's really nice, but then like when the boy comes, like she kind of fails you? Because those are like, we call it yo in Korea. Oh, motherfucker.
I mean, I don't think yo. Oh, yo. Oh. It's a fox.
Yo is like, like
something. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what foxes say.
I guess so, yeah.
Anyways, those are the ones who backstabs you real hard, like ka-ching. So she did that once. It's not going to be hard for her to do it again.
Yes.
For whatever reasons. And I don't want to say it's her problem because she liked that guy too and he liked her back. But it doesn't mean that she ditches you is the right thing.
Yeah.
That's a total different thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I would really get hurt even though she's my best friend. Yeah. And when she's like out with a guy, I would be the one who's kind of like keeping different, like
distance
from her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So in my situation, I would ditch her first. And because you kind of did not ditch her, I would ditch her when she comes back to me. I wouldn't call it revenge. It's like what you have to do for yourself. It's like you gotta, you know, sometimes in this situation, you gotta keep protecting yourself.
Yes, please.
You gotta think of yourself first in the situation. And in this situation, she thought for herself. She went with the guy.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would do is I would not.
Yeah, I would not talk to her.
Mm-mm, at all.
And when she breaks up and comes back and try to be friendly again, I'd be like,
I'll be like, who are you talking to?
Oh, you're talking to me. Oh no.
You want
to
talk about... Oh.
For those who don't know, that's a White Chicks reference.
Sorry. So. We love that movie. Yeah. We always do it.
Anyways.
So that's not going to work. She's going to come back for sure when she's breaking up.
When she needs you.
I'm getting my tattoo removed if she doesn't. But she's going to come back for you after she breaks up. I hope she does because I don't know why I got my tattoo in it. Should I cancel that out?
Cancel that.
Okay, cancel.
But
she's going to, yeah.
She's just saying, you know, that's how much.
I know the total scenario, how she's going to do it. She's going to be like, and you're not going to pick up that call because you're angry, right? Mm-hmm. She's going
to
be like,
your call's been forwarded to an automatic voice messaging system.
Hi, I just wanted to talk to you. Like, call me when you hear this. And then you're going to be like, thinking, should I talk? Okay, because you're nice. Mm-hmm. You're going to call back. You're going to be like, yeah, I heard the voicemail. What's up? I'm like, And she's going to cry her ass out. She's going to be like, I did not know how important you were to me, but.
Or maybe she'll cry about her breaking up.
Yeah, and then like, I broke up and I think you're really important to me. And like, she's going to like do all these, you're my best friend, but I did not know, like, forgive me shit. Mm-hmm. That's not going to work because you are going to protect yourself, miss.
I mean, there are high chances that she won't even know that she did anything wrong. Because there are people
like that.
Because
she's dumbass, yeah.
Yeah. And she thinks it's okay because it's her friend. So she would just be understanding
if
everything.
If you're friends, you never do that.
You don't do that.
If you're friends, if you know what friends mean.
Look it up again.
Mm.
Because it does not include ditching for a guy.
Mm-hmm. To be honest, I'm more to the boyfriend side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
But we kind of 존중.
Yeah. We understand.
Kinda, yeah, we understand that. Because, I mean, friends are always there.
Yeah.
But we don't act like you're always there so I don't do this. Like, we're loyal to each other. But in relationships wise, like, I gotta spend time with my boy. Yeah.
I mean, if they both need me at the same time, I would be like, are you okay with meeting up all together? Yeah. But knowing that she once had feelings for him, it would be kind of hard to do that. Unless the friend who used to, this girl, unless she said that she was okay with seeing him afterwards, then I'll be like, hey, then let's just hang out together. But if she starts developing another feelings that she once like pressed down, then you can't meet up with her. But I wouldn't ditch. That's the thing.
Friends or boyfriends? Boyfriends.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah. For me, to be honest.
Okay.
But but she's in another level of friends. She's like a family.
Yeah.
So if I'm with my boyfriend and she really needs me, I would go for her.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
Like, for real.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah.
Have you ever, like, had a friend, though, that, like, where you both liked the same person? Ever? Like, not just with each other, but, like, other friends?
I know you have. Bitch, don't even look at me like that. I know you have.
Oh, yeah, I did. But, like, I was always, like, so we had a couple of times. It was not just one person. There were, like, three times in the same person. But I would always just like let her go for him.
Yeah.
Because I was not like too much deep of interest. But I don't know how to say this, but like, so at first how I felt that I had a little about this person is because they showed interest in me. So I was like, he's cute. Like that was the amount of how much I liked. But then I found out that my friend was like really into this guy, so I was like, okay, never mind. I'm like backing out. Like, you can
go.
Yeah, I would.
By the way, it's not me. So
it's not her.
Just so for people who can see it visually, it's not me.
Oh yeah,
she's just looking at me because I also know the situation. So that's why.
But we're good friends. I don't really care.
Yeah.
But if I was in deep emotion about this guy, and she knows, and then she feels the same way, then I might like talk through it. Oh, not fight. I don't fight with my friend. Oh, no. It's
not for a boy, no.
No.
Not for a boy.
That's not. Yeah. All right. The next one. The nickname is New Kid. I was always the new kid. I've been moving places, you know.
I wasn't the new kid.
So, I'm 16 years old, and I'm from Greece. Oh!
Greece! Greece yogurt is good. Oh, is that Greek? Yeah. Sorry.
Isn't this the same thing?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
What the fuck?
Sorry for saying I'm sorry. All right. Last week, my parents told me that we're going to move to the USA because my father found a job there. Is it Park Bryan? I love the fact that I'm going to live there, but I don't want to lose my friends at the same time. I'm afraid that I'm not going to make new friends in my new school. But I think it's an opportunity to see my friends are real and if they're going to stay by my side. I haven't told my friends yet. How can I tell them? What should I do?
I mean, I was in a similar situation, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, I lived in the States. My family still lives in the States. And I had a lot of
friends.
Like, I had deep friends. Like, really. Like, that we share a lot of emotions and everything. And when I had to come to Korea, I just told them, hey, I'm leaving soon, by the way. And then they're like, what? They were like crying and everything. And I was like, no, why are you crying? You're making me cry. And they're like, all that kind of shit. And then at the end, I mean, true friends, you know, stay.
They do.
For sure.
Even though she's in Korea, I met her friend in LA.
In LA?
No, like.
The one in Utah.
Mm. Oh, Utah.
So she went to Utah. I didn't live in Utah, by the way. I lived in California. We all went to the same high school, but then like they went to college. So that's where we're like separated. One of them is in Texas. One of them is in Utah.
And I met her friend too.
Yeah.
They still talk. So real friends, they stay for you whenever, like when, like what, which country does not matter.
It does not matter.
So, but then by moving to a new place and meeting new friends, I think I know why she's kind of scared.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, to be honest, I'm not the type who gets scared to meet new people.
Yeah.
I get excited.
Yeah.
So if I move school, I always like, I was always happy.
Hi.
I was like,
I'm Jamie. Hi.
I like Gabby. You know? Uh-oh. I'm Gabby. Want to be your friend?
That's like kind of freaky. But
anyways. So don't be scared. It's people. They're the same like you. They have eyeballs. They have teeth.
You don't have to impress them.
Yeah.
If
you want to. If you want to be the pretty girl, of course you can. Like, you know, put eyelashes every day in the morning. But, you know, they're cool. They're going to be fine.
Yeah.
If there's bullying, like Brian Park did.
Mm.
Then you should speak out and be like, stop bullying me. If you do that, you're gonna get more bullied. So don't do the exact thing that I'm showing you.
Yeah.
But all right,
back to the question.
Yes, back to the question. You don't be scared of making new friends,
mm-hmm.
but beware of illegal things. And if they're your new like you know, big honest friends, they're going to stay for you whenever you're outside the country.
You don't have to worry about that. That's for sure.
All right, let's wrap up this today. WWJD with you guys. What would Jamie do? I hope that was... I think it was better than the first one that we did.
Mm-hmm.
A few ones, because we're kind of like, you know, out of the corner.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's the show. Before we go, email us, wwjd@thedivestudios.com. I want to know your situation. Phone, Skype, +1-209-322-9953. Voicemail, please. And clips on the show, youtube.com/divestudios, Twitter, WWJD_podcast. Also on Instagram, we have it. And rate and review on iTunes. So I hope you are ready for our next show.
You can look me up on Instagram. It's RW2100. And I repeat, RW2100.
Okay. Follow her or, you know, don't spam her anyways, please.
And do not send me dick pics, I swear to God. I will.
Did you receive them too?
No.
Was it big? Oh. Sorry. Okay. Bye-bye.
What would Jamie do?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.